Protests are taking a violent turn in the southern city of Guangzhou. In one video posted on social media, people tear down a COVID-19 testing tent. In another, protesters hurl glass bottles at police officers. Moments later, security forces dressed in hazmat suits advanced in formation, holding protective shields. The Reuters and AFP news agencies have verified the videos were filmed in Haiju District, but are unable to confirm when they were taken or the sequence of events. Haiju is where the bulk of China's recent infections have been reported. Much of the area has been under lockdown since October. The unrest marks an escalation in a movement that spread to several large cities, from Shanghai and Beijing to Chengdu and Wuhan.
I would say that the Communist Party actually underestimated the anger at the grassroots level. I would not think they are well prepared for the protests occurring over the past weekend.
The latest developments come despite stern warnings against taking part in demonstrations. In a statement, China's top security agency has called for a crackdown on what it says are hostile forces. It's not clear who or what the government is referring to, and has yet to provide evidence of any external interference. It's also reiterated confidence in its approach to the virus.
Facts over the years have fully proven that China's COVID protocols have protected the security and health of the Chinese people to the greatest extent and minimized impact on socioeconomic development. Some countries have made remarks on China recently. These nations have enough issues to deal with at home. We hope they would heed the voices and interests of their own people instead of pointing fingers at others.
Meanwhile, authorities have begun easing restrictions in some areas, including Zhengzhou, home to the biggest iPhone factory in China, reduced mass testing requirements and allowed more businesses to reopen. Still, demonstrators fear possible retribution. In Beijing, some people have voiced support for the protesters.
I can still work from home, so the lockdown hasn't affected me too much. But seeing them fighting for freedom, I think, is very inspiring.
Anger about the zero COVID policy has morphed with people speaking out against censorship and what they say is an overbearing government. Patrick Falk, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.